This shiur is dedicated to the refuah shleima of Chaim Yisuchar ben Chaya Mushkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send the refuah shleima min haShemayim, and I hope Chaim will have a speedy recovery and be Marech Yomim together with his wonderful family, his parents, and all the others. This week we will be starting to study, to delve into the halachas of the Yomim Neroim, and number one on the list, in the most natural way, would be Tkiyas Shofar. And the topic we will be discussing today is not really Nogei Halacha Lamaisa, but it's a fascinating sugya, nevertheless. And the basic question is, what is the mitzvah of Shofar? Is it Tkiyah or Shmiyah? Well, as we obviously all are aware, only very few actually blow the shofar. All the others just hear, just listen. However, that in itself would not prove that the mitzvah is hearing the shofar. One could argue the mitzvah might be tkiyas shofar, but just in the same way Chazal say, Hashomea ka'ina, maybe the same rule would apply, Hashomea kitokea. And when we listen to Tkiyas Shofar, it is considered as if we have blown the Shofar. Or maybe the mitzvah is actually listening, hearing. Not that Tkiyah is essentially the mitzvah, but rather the Shmir. So the Rambam seeks to make it clear 7 times in Kizveh HaRambam that the mitzvah is Shmiyas Kol Shofar. It is in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Kuf Ayin. Number 3, Proti HaMitzvahs, at the beginning of Tkiyas Shofar. The Rambam makes it very clear twice in the first Perek of Hilchos Shofar, once in the second Perek of Shofar, that the mitzvah is Shmiyah. And number 7, Tshuvas Pe'era Dos Emenun Alav, where the Rambam makes it extremely clear that the mitzvah is Lishmo Kol Shofar, and that is the reason that the nusach of the brocha is Asher Kedushonu B'Metzoyis V'Tzivonu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. It is a basic rule, and the source of this rule is in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel, that the nusach of the brocha always reflects the essence of the mitzvah. And when Chazal have a suffix, Hadloko Isa Mitzvah, Anocha Isa Mitzvah, regarding Ner Chanukah, from where do Chazal prove that the Hadloka is the mitzvah? From Nusach HaBrocha. The Brocha is Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoyis V'Tzivonu Lahadlek Ner Shel Chanukah. That's the Raya that Hadloka is a mitzvah and not Anocha. So this is an assumption which is based on a Gemara. Nusach HaBrocha always reflects the essence of the mitzvah. Therefore the Rambam explains that because the mitzvah is listening to the Shofar, therefore the Nusach HaBrocha is Lishmo Kol Shofar. The same we find in the Torah, Simetov Kuf Pehei, and in the Shulchan Aruch. However, there seem to be some Rishonim that have a contradictory opinion, and Rabbeinu Tam brought in the Rosh, Perek Dalad of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and various other Mekoides. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Nusach HaBrocha is, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoyis V'Tzivonu Al Tkiyas Shofar. So if the Rambam and the Torah say, we say Lishmo Kol Shofar because the mitzvah is the Shmir, then we could prove from the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, if we say Al Tkiyah Shofar, the mitzvah should be the Tkiyah. That seems to be clear in Shiltas de Ravachaygu and Shilta Kuf Ayin, and in Smag Mitzvah Sasei Membeis. So probably, learning these basic sources of the Rishonim, one would assume that this is a Machlokes Rishonim. However, some of the great Achroinim, Yoim Truo, Maram Ben Chaviv, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes, Shagas Aryeh Siman Vav, and finally the Menchas Chenach Mitzvah Tov Hei. These great Achroinim maintain that the mitzvah is a combination of Tkiyah and Shmiyah. And a person is not Mekayim the mitzvah until he does the both, Tkiyah and Shmiyah. In itself, that is an idea which should not be rejected. There are many mitzvahs which are a combination of various actions. Let's take Karbonas as an example. Whether it's the Chatas or the Oshem or the Shlomim, each and every one of the mitzvahs bringing various sacrifices, Karbonas, is put together is a combination of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrikah. And a person is Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Korban only when performing all four, Shechita, Kabbalah, and Halacha, and Zrikah. According to the Rambam, Hafroshes Truma and Nesinas Truma LaKohen is the same mitzvah, one mitzvah. So in the same vein, one might argue that Tkiyah Shofar is a combination of Tkiyah and Shmir. However, this Shitta doesn't fit in with the Rishonim, because the Rambam makes it very clear that the mitzvah is Shmir and not Tkiyah, while obviously, according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim I mentioned, the mitzvah would be Tkiyah and not Shmir. So, how do these great achronim reach their interesting conclusion? Primarily based on two sugyas in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, we have the sugya Rosh Hashanah Chov Zayin HaTokei HaRatoi Chabor. If a person blows shofar into a pit or a cave, the people that would be in that cave are yoytze, because they hear a proper kol shofar. But people standing outside the boil, or the cave, or the pit, or whatever it might be, aren't yoytze, because they hear somewhat of an echo. In the Loshon of Chazal, kol havora ba'alma. And the Gemara makes it clear, even if the person blowing the shofar, if he is standing outside, and the voice of the shofar is in the cave, obviously we're dealing with a shofar temani, a Yemenite shofar. Some of these shofars are very long, some of them are a meter or even longer than a meter. So if the person blowing the shofar is standing outside and the Piha shofar is in the cave, he himself wouldn't be yotze. So if we assume that the mitzvah is shmir, we understand this halacha. It makes no difference. It's not relevant, the fact that you are the one blowing the shofar. The mitzvah is the shmir, and if you don't hear a proper kol shofar, you weren't yotze. But if we assume, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is tkiyah, so the other people standing outside wouldn't be yotze, because in order for them to be yotze, we need shomea koina. And if they don't hear a proper kol shofar, we can't say shomea koina. But the person blowing the shofar, he's actually blowing. So what's the problem? Why does he have to hear? He doesn't need shomea kitokea or shomea koina. He is actually blowing, and that is this, the essence of the mitzvah. So this seems to prove, Shittas HaRambam, that the mitzvah is shmir and not tekiyah. However, Chuvas Maram al-Shakar Simen Yud, Maram al-Shakar was one of the last to join him. He argues that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah would be tekiyah shofar, not a shmoa kol shofar, but maybe there's a condition to this mitzvah, tzorech la-shmir la-azna. Let us not forget in Brochas Daf Tezvov, in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes tanua. Hakore kriya shema, tzarich lashmir laoznav, o ein tzarich lashmir laoznav. Regarding mitzvahs kishma, it is extremely simple that the mitzvah is not shmir. It cannot be shmir. The posik says, v'dibar tu bam. So the posik makes it very clear that the mitzvah is dibur. It's a mitzvah shebedibur. But nevertheless, according to one shitta, he also has to hear. So maybe we would find a similar condition regarding tkiyah shofar. Now, let us be very clear. This specific halacha of a kriya shema, according to the shita tzorech lahashmiya la'aznav, is not a svara. It is based on the lashon of the posuk shema. Shema means tzorech lahashmiya la'aznav. Regarding tkiyah shofar, we don't have a similar posuk, but that makes no difference. The more important factor is that we find a precedent. We find a precedent. We find a similar halacha. By Kriya Shema, even though the mitzvah is dibur, there is one shit in the Mishnah. The mitzvah is dibur, but nevertheless, he also has to hear. So maybe one could argue the same regarding tkiyah shofar. The mitzvah might be the tkiyah, but nevertheless, he isn't yotze unless he hears as well. So that is the interpretation of Maram al-Shakal Yashiv Shittas Rabbeinu Tam from the Sug of Tekei HaRatoi Chabor. On the other hand, these great Achroinim, Yoim Truo, Shagasari, Menchas Chinuch, want to prove the contrary. Araya, that the mitzvah is Tekiyah and not Shmir. Because the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes says, because a person has to hear the shofar from a bar chiyuva. So if we assume that the mitzvah is tkiya, we understand this halacha. Because it is only one person that's blowing the shofar. All the others are yotzei with him. So therefore, he has to be a bar chiyuva lehotzi otam yedei chovatan. You cannot be yotzei by hearing whether it's a brocha or klishma or tefillah or anything from another person unless that other person is a bar chiyuva. But if the mitzvah is shmiya, the tekei actually isn't moitzi anyone. Each and every one of the congregants, each and every one of the people that are hearing is mekayim his mitzvah by himself, because the mitzvah is listening and they're all listening to the kol shofar. So basically the tekei isn't moitzi them yedei chovosan. So why does he have to be a bar chiyuva? Well, some of the achronim reject this lie as well, and the Chazon Ish Simcha Chofetz and Chazon Ish Or Chaim, the Chazon Ish says, even if the mitzvah is shmiya, but we have to hear a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Essentially, the kol shofar that we listen to, that we hear, has to be a mitzvah dika kol shofar, and therefore, if the person that blew the shofar isn't a bar chiyuva, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. What would happen if, you know, an ape or a monkey is taught to blow the shofar? Would a person be yotzei with that kol? Well, it's not a kol shofar shel mitzvah. The same would apply to a person that isn't a bar chiyuva. I just want to make clear, you know, in my simple logic, I have difficulty accepting this concept in the conceptual level, because if tkiya shofar actually isn't a mitzvah, then how would we coin a definition, kol shofar shel mitzvah? What does kol shofar shel mitzvah mean if there actually is no mitzvah of tkiya shofar? But nevertheless, let us try to formulate it differently. We do find in many halachas that sometimes the heft of the mitzvah has to be made with a certain intention. Otherwise, it would not be kosher a mitzvah. Only if it was made l'shem mitzvah. We find that halacha b'tzitzis. You know, tying the tzitzis is not a mitzvah. It's only heksher mitzvah. But the tzitzis aren't kosher a mitzvah unless they were made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The concept of matzah mitzvah is the same. Baking the matzahs is not a mitzvah, but the matzahs have to be produced l'shei matzahs mitzvah, and that is what we call matzah shmuro. In Sukkah Daftes, there is one shit in the Gemara, actually Beis Shammai, that a sukkah isn't kosher a mitzvah unless it was made l'shei mitzvah sukkah. In Avodah Zorach of Zion, there is a similar opinion regarding mitzvahs mila. So we do find in various sugyas that the chifts of the mitzvah has to be produced, made, created, l'shem mitzvah. So it wouldn't be strange if we would argue the same rule regarding kol shofar. The mitzvah is l'shmoa kol shofar. But the kol shofar needs to be a special kol shofar that was l'shem mitzvah, and therefore cheresh shofar v'kotin that isn't a bar chiyuva cannot blow the shofar in a proper way that the people hearing and listening to the kol shofar should be yotzei ydei chovosan. So these are the interpretations which are miyashav the two sugyas according to each one of these great rishonim. So actually, these lies aren't very valid, aren't very convincing. However, there are two different sugyas which I think carry much more power and weight and significance. Which are the two sugyas? Rosh Hashanah Chuftes, the Gemara says, not only do we have to hear shofar from a bar chiyuva, Sorich kavonas shomeya v'kavonas mashmiya. The shomeya has to have kavona to be yoitze because mitzvah sichas kavona, but we also need kavonas mashmiya. And the person blowing the shofar has to have clear intention to be moitzi other people yedei chovosan. And the question would be, if the mitzvah is litkoa, well, this makes sense. If the mitzvah is tkiya shofar, he has to be moitzi others yedei chovosan, and that is the basic rule of shomea kohena. We always need kavona from the person saying, reciting, whether it's kriya shema or berachas hamazon or tefillah or brochas or tkiya shofar, to be moitzi achelim yedei chovosan. But if each and every one of the people that are listening is mekayim the mitzvah on his own, and the tekeya doesn't have to be moitzi them, so why do we need kavona smashmiya? We could accept the fact that we need a bar chiyuva, because otherwise it wouldn't be considered a kol shofesh or mitzvah, but how would we understand the halacha that we need kavanas mashmia? So I think the Chazon Ish and some other achrayim go another step forward, and they say it isn't enough that the kol shofesh is a kol shofesh or mitzvah. It has to be defined as a kol shofesh or mitzvah legabei hashomeya. And unless the tekeyaz mechaven lehotzia teshomeya yedech avosoi, it would not be considered a kol shofesh or mitzvah eitzel hashomeya. But this is a svar I find words. It's words, but it's not mitzvah shavala lev. Kol shofesh or mitzvah is kol shofesh or mitzvah, and the mere fact that the tekeyaz mechaven to be yoitze for himself, wouldn't that be sufficient to define the kol shofesh as a kol shofesh or mitzvah? I do not accept the reasoning, the logic that there's a kol shofesh or mitzvah legabe tekeya velo legabe hashomea. The Chelkes Yoyev goes to an extreme when he wants to argue that the pasuk says yom toyu lachem, so there's a din of lachem, just like Dalat Minim has a din of lachem. Shoifa has a din of lachem. So regarding Dalat Minim, lachem is interpreted bedarkei kinyan, because we're dealing with the chefze, which a person could purchase, acquire, make a kinyan. But when regarding a kol, how could a person make a kinyan in a kol? There is no bailus in a kol. A person cannot possess or acquire a kol. So therefore, the interpretation of lachem would be kavonas mashmiya. But this is something so far-fetched, so strange, we do not find in the Gemara, or at least in the Rishonim, that there's a din of lochem in kol shofar. And therefore, this is something which we have great difficulty in accepting as a basic interpretation of this halacha. So obviously, this would prove that the mitzvah is tkiya, and that is why we need kavonas mashmiya, because the tekeya has to be moitzi, acherim yedei chovatan. So how would the Rambam explain this halacha? And on the other hand, obviously Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with a different sugya, which is also in Daf Chof Tes and Rosh Hashanah. And this is a halacha we find only once in Shas. And I think there must be a reason why this halacha is found once in Shas. And that is the halacha Chotzi Evet Chotzi Ben Choyim. Can it be moitzi acherim yedei chovatan? Because when he blows shofar, the tkiya is a product of avdus and chayrus, chiyuv and p'tor, and eved as potom et kiyah shofar, kiyah et chayv ve mitzvus kiyisho. Chayrus is chayv, so chotzi yevet chotzi men choyim, well, he has somewhat of a split personality, or dual citizenship. He is 50% Eved, 50% Ben Chorin, 50% Chiyah, 50% Tur. So he cannot be Moitzi Acherim at Kiyah Shofar. He cannot even be Moitzi himself, because when he blows Shofar, it's only 50% Chiyah. So Tzad Cheros cannot be Yotze. So what is his option? He has to hear Kiyah Shofar from another person, and only then could he be Yotze. So my basic question is, why don't we find this halacha in any other mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs which an issue is potter, is exempt from, and an eved has the same rule. So what would a chotzi eved chotzi ben choyren do with sukkah? Is he chayev in sukkah? Cheres is chayev, avdus is potter. What does he do with lulav? I could think of at least three mitzvahs shebedibur, which noshim pturot. So what would a chotzev chosim and choyren do? Kriya Shema. Krishma is defined as a mitzvah sasesha as mangrom and noshim pturus mina krishma. So why don't we find in Hilchus Krishma that a chotzev chosim and choyren has to hear krishma from another person? He can't be Moisi himself because he's a combination of chiyuv and p'tor. How about Sviyas Uoyma? Noshim are pota from Sviyas Uoyma, that's in Siman Tov Peites and all the poiskim. Except the Ramban, strange Ramban in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled, the Ramban says Chayev, but that's a Das Yochid. So what does a Chotzi Evet Chosim Ben Choyren do regarding Sviras Uoyma? What does he do with Berchus Amozoin? Brochus Chof Amid Beis, Boye Dole Yifshetu, whether Noshim HaChayav and Berchus Amozoin. So why do we find this halacha only regarding Tkiyas Shofar? I'm fully aware that the Minchas Chinuch says a few times in his Sefer, Tov Lamed regarding Berachas Hamazon, Shin Vav regarding Sviras Hawaimah, he says the same regarding Kriya Shema. The Minchas Chinuch's opinion is that Chotziyavet Chotzman Chayin has the same problem regarding the above mentioned three mitzvahs, Berachas Hamazon, Kishma, Sviras Hawaimah. But in my opinion, and this is my basic approach, which I have made clear many times, the mere fact that we don't find this halacha only by Tkiyas Shofar in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, and in all the poskim throughout the ages, nobody says this halacha regarding the three above mentioned mitzvahs. Nothing is more convincing, nothing proves to a greater extent that this halacha is not relevant only in Tkiyas Shofar. How about Sukkah and Lulav? So the Levush has an interesting knech. The Levush says, when a Chotzei Eved Chotzei Men Choyrin sits in Sukkah, there is no such thing that Avdus has to be Moitzi Cheres, because it's not something positive, you know, it's something passive. It's not active. When a person sits in the Sukkah, every inch, every gram, every molecule, every atom of his body, of his being, is in the Sukkah. So why does Avdus have to be Moitzi Cheres? It's just a fact. His entirety is in the Sukkah. But the Levush doesn't deal with Lulav. So how would we explain Lulav? The mitzvah of Lulav is Netila, it's a Maisa. It's not passive, it's a more active Maisa. So when he is Noitel Alulav, is Cheres Noitel Bazinda, you know, Cheres Lachud, Avdus Lachud, and how about Priyarviya? The Levush says, Tkiyas Shofar is a Koyach HaYoytze Men HaGuf. How would we react to Priyarviya? The Mishnah says in Gittim Aleph, Lisa Shifreni Yochol, Lisa Baschoyle Leni Yochol, so Chotzevet Chotzman Choyden cannot be Mekayim Priyarviya. And Tosfos asks, why can't he marry a Shifcha? So it's very clear in this sugya that if he could in any way wed, marry a Bas Choyden, or maybe a Shifcha, he would be Mekayim Priyarviya. So how would Tzad Avdus be Moitzi Tzad Cheres? Anyway, it's my basic feeling and opinion that we don't find this halacha only by Tkiyas Shofar. So what is the explanation? To me, it seems extremely simple, extremely potent. I want to tell a story, and it's amusing. I know it's amusing, and whenever anybody hears this, he smiles or laughs, but it drives the point home, and I think it's an eye-opener. So everybody comes the first day of Sukkot into shul, and everybody is proud of his beautiful lulav and beautiful lesig, and people look at one another. And then a mechubedik, a person seems to be mechumet, comes and he has a miniature lulav, two tfochim. So the rabbi comes over to him and says, I don't want to be offensive, you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but you don't have a kosher lulav. He says, why? Because the shir of a lulav is dalet tfochim, arbet tfochim, and your lulav barely has two tfochim. So he says, excuse me, you don't know me. I'm a chotzi evet chotzi ben choyren. So if you need dalet tfochim, I get away with two tfochim, because, you know, I'm only 50% of chiyuv. Well, I'm sure that everybody listening to this year smiles. But why isn't that a valid argument? He only has 50% of chiyuv. But it's very simple. The chefze de mitzvah has to be a kosher chefze de mitzvah. The fact that your maisim are limited is not relevant. You need a kosher lulav for the chetzi cheres, for the tzad cheres. When he sits in the sukkah, you know, the shir of a doifer of a sukkah is a sword for him. Could a chotzi evet chotzim and choyden have a little sukkah of chamishot for him? Definitely not. Whoever it is and whatever it is, tzad cheres has to sit in a proper sukkah, and he needs a kosher lulav, and he needs a kosher esrig. So let us realize, regarding Tkiyas Shofar, the Tkiyah is actually the chefze, the mitzvah, like the lulav, like the esrig, like the sukkah. So even tzad cheres has to hear a proper Tkiyah. A chotzi avet chotzi menchoyden doesn't have any problem with the actual performance of mitzvahs. B'hoche chayvei rechmona. Every person has to give whatever he's got. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never expects him to give more than he's got. So Achotzi Evet Chotzi Menchoyden sits in Sukkim and he's Noitel Lulav, and if he could, he should be Mekayim Priyorvia, and he says Berchus Amozen and Svius Woyman and Kriya Shema, and he's got no problem. He's Chotzi Evet Chotzi Menchoyden, Kichuyuvoy Kach Kiyumoy. Tkiyu Shoifer is a problem. Because the mitzvah is l'shmoa kol shoifer, so the kol shoifer he has to hear has to be a proper kol shoifer, just like the lulav he's noitel has to be a proper lulav, and therefore he cannot blow for himself, because when he blows, it's only 50% chiyuv. When he hears, he does not hear a proper kol shoifer shal mitzvah, and that is the simple reason why this halacha isn't found anywhere besides Tkiya Shoifer. So this definitely would prove the opinion of the Rambam that the mitzvah is Shviya, because if the mitzvah is Tkiya and only Tkiya, we cannot understand what is the difference between Tkiya Shoifer, Berchus Amozen, Svias Weimar, and Kriya Shema, and some other mitzvahs. So we have brought one sugya to prove Shittas Rabbeinu Tam and another to prove Shittas Rambam, and this is something totally unacceptable and impossible, because the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, each of these great Rishonim, have to explain all the sugyas. So where do we stand? And therefore I want to suggest a new Hagdorah, a new definition and a new approach to understanding the mitzvah of Tkiya Shoifer, and I want to give a short introduction. Many shiurim we deal with the hagadoras of various mitzvahs, different types and different categories of mitzvahs, and this is a basic and broad sugya which I'm very fond of. So sometimes we differentiate between kiyum mitzvah and ma'aseh mitzvah, or to use different terminology, sometimes we have to differentiate between ma'usa mitzvah and ma'isa mitzvah. And I'll give a very striking and clear example. There's a very well-known Tosfos in Yevamos Tzadik Amud Beis. Tosfos differentiates between the Isser of Kilei Begodim Shatnez and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And Tosfos says, when a person wears klayim, he's over an Isser Bekum Vasei. Because the Isser of klayim is B'shas Levisha, the Torah says, Loi Silbash Shatnez, Loi Yale Olecho. However, the mitzvah of tzitzis is chal only la'achar halavisha. A person isn't mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis when he puts on the garment of tzitzis, but actually after. Kasher hu lovush kvar, only then is he chayiv in tzitzis. So the Shaal Yisrael in Siman Lamed Beis asks a tremendous kash on this tzitzis. The tzitzis in Yevamos Tzadik Amud Beis b'shem Hari mebalei tzitzis. Asei Doicheloises is a very basic concept, and Chazal learned this concept from Kilayim B'tzitzis. Gedilem Ta'asa Lecho, Loisil Beged Kilayim. From here it is that Chazal know Asei Doicheloises. One of the basic rules, maybe the most basic rule in Asei Doicheloises, is has to be Be'idna. And Asei cannot be Doicheloises only if they're exactly the same moment. A person cannot be over and alive in order to be mekayim a mitzvah at a later stage. He has to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shosho over b'alav, and only then do we say esa doicha lo ta'asa. So according to Tosfos, klayim b'tzitzis in itself isn't even be'idna, because a person is over and klayim b'shas alavish, he isn't mekayim the mitzvah ad achrei alavish. We must assume, and Rabbi Chanan Kovetz Ores touches this assumption, this basic Hagdorah. Even though, essentially, Kiyum Mitzvah Sitzes is La'achar Alavisha, but the Maisa Alavisha is Maisa Mitzvah. And regarding the Halacha, the concept of Esedai Cholai says it does not depend on Kiyum Mitzvah, but rather on Maisa Mitzvah. So even though the Ikur Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Mahusa Mitzvah, Kiyu Mitzvah is Achrei HaLavisha, the Maisa Lavisha is defined as a Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore Lavisha Tzitzis is Doiche Yisuklai. Why? Why wouldn't the Levisha be defined as a Heksha Mitzvah? Why is it a Maisa Mitzvah? What is the difference between Binyan Asuka, which is only a Heksha Mitzvah, and why would Levisha Zabega be defined as a Maisa Mitzvah? I want to suggest a solution to this dilemma. Asiyas Asuka and Yeshiva Asuka are two different Maisim. So this is defined as a Maisa Heksha, the Binyan, and Yeshiva Sukkah is defined as the Maisa Mitzvah. Because there are two different Maisim at two different times. That is not the situation regarding Levisha Sabeged and Heyoto Lavush. Kami Dubarba Maisa Vitutza'ah. One Maisa and an outcome. Masa Vitutza'ah. Even though the Mahusa Mitzvah, Ikar mitzvah is the toitzor, but there is no other maisa. The only maisa there is Levisha Sabeged. And therefore, in that event, Levisha Sabeged would be considered maisa mitzvah. Kishiyesh maase achad. Ve'ein bilta. Ve'atotza'a muchrachat min ha-maase. As a maisa mugdar ke maisa mitzvah. Ve'atotza'a mugdaret ki kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that is precisely the same regarding Tkiya Shofar. Hatkiya be'etzem yechsha mitzvah. Ki ikara mitzvah ze ashmiya. Aval ashmiya is passive. It's not a maisa. The Rosh in the Dor Ma'ayin Gimel defines shmiya as midid mamela. It's not an active asiya mitzvah adam. It's just passive. You just hear. Whether you wish to hear or not, it's just a fact. And a person can never hear only b'shas tkiya. So midubar b'maseh v'totza'ah kishu tokea b'shofar hashmiya hi totza'ah shel hatkiya v'zabad bevad b'ota asha. And therefore, the ma'isa tkiya is defined as a ma'isa mitzvah, just like levisha sabeged ma'itzitzis is defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. And I think that would be the key to understanding the various sugyas and their complexity regarding Tkiyas Shofar. It is as if, it's just imaginary. It is as if the Torah would say explicitly, blow in order to hear. Titku'u kidei shetishmu'u. So the essence of the mitzvah, ikara mitzvah, muhusa mitzvah, kiyama mitzvah is shmir. However, the Tkiyah is also part of it. And the Tkiyah is considered a Maisa Mitzvah. And each and every one of us of Klal Yisrael has to blow in order to hear. And therefore, on one hand, Chotzev 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 cannot blow for himself. Because the Tkiyah has to be a proper Tkiyah. And the Ikar Mitzvah is the Shmir. However, we need to say Shemea Kohenah. Because the Maisa Mitzvah, which has to be performed by each and every Jew, is Tkiya Shofar, Titku'u Kedei Shetishmu. That is the key to solving the dilemma and explaining both sugyas according to the Rabbeinu Tam on one hand and the Rambam on the other. And I want to go one more step, and this is a big chiddush. I think that the machlokes between Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam does not touch the basic essence of Tkiya Shofar. It is not a machloikis in the Gedda of Tkiya Shofar, but rather a machloikis in the essence of formulating brochas, in the yachas between the brocha and the mitzvah. Is the nusach brocha dictated by the mahusa mitzvah, or rather by the maisa mitzvah? That's the machloikis between Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam's opinion is that the mahus, the essence of the mitzvah, dictates the nusach habrocha, and therefore we say leshmoa kol shofar. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is not the essence or the mahus of the mitzvah, but rather maisa hamitzvah. Because the person makes a brocha on what he has to do, kiyum hamitzvah, from his point of view. You make a brocha before blowing shofar. You make a brocha before putting on a garment of tzitzis. That is all you have to do. I mean, all the rest is passive. All the rest is memela. All the rest just happens. When you put a garment on yourself, when you blow, obviously you're going to hear. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is the Maisa Mitzvah that dictates the Nusach HaBrocha, and therefore we say Al Tkiya Shofar. According to the Rambam, it's the essence of the Mitzvah that dictates the formulation of the Brocha. So today we have dealt with a very interesting and broad sugya, which is Tkiya Shofar, Mitzvah Shofar rather, is a Tkiya or Shmiya. I think that Tkiya and Shmiya both have place, as I explained halachically in Lamdis. I think both have room regarding the Pnimius of Mitzvah Shofar and the Mahus of this great Mitzvah. And both together are essentially two different interpretations of Mitzvah Shofar. On one hand, there's the famous Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam writes, "Afal pishet kia shofar gzeiras akosu v'remez yeshbo kaloimar uru yishena mishinaschem v'nerdoma makitzu metardamaschem zichru borechem chizru b'tshuva." Ha'elu ha'shokachim et ha'emes v'havrei ha'zman v'shoigim kol sh'nosem v'hevel v'rik sh'lo yoyel v'lo yatzil habitu n'nafshi seichem yazov kol achad mekem esdar ke'erov es machshavtia sh'lo yitoivo. We not only have to hear the shofar, we have to listen to the shofar, because the shofar calls to us. The shofar speaks to us, the shofar pleads with us, please listen to me. Awaken from your slumber. Uri Yeshayna Vishinaschem Venerdomim Hakitsu Metardamaschem. So the Rambam formulates this beautiful idea in Hilchas Tshuva, not in Hilchas Shofar. But the Ritva is a fascinating Ritva. The Ritva writes that we say the Brocha Lishmoa Kol Shofar because the Mitzvah is Shmiya, and the Ritva goes on to explain, why do we assume that the Mitzvah is Shmiya and not Tkiya? Because essentially the Mitzvah of Shofar is Tshuva, is Oireles, Shivron Lev, and therefore the more important factor and part of Shofar is the Shmiya. So what the Rambam presents as an idea in Hilchas Tshuva, according to the Ritva, has very basic halachic relevance. It's a halachic concept, and not only Machshava and Musa. And therefore, the more important part of Shofar is Shmiya, as I have explained before. Essentially, the Mahusa Mitzvah, the essence of the Mitzvah is Shmiya. But Shofar also has a different aspect. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tet Zayin, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tik'u lefanai b'shofar shel ha'il, v'ani ezkor lachem eilu shel Yitzchok ben Avraham, v'mala ani aleichem, ki'ilu akadetem es atzmechem. We have to blow the shofar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall remember eilu shel Yitzchok ben Avraham. So the tkiya is important, and not only the shmiya. On one hand, Shemiyah is essentially the mitzvah because Uri Yishayna Mishinaschem. But Shofar is also a zgula. Al Menashi Ale Zichronchem Lefanai Letoivo. Tikalefonai B'Shofar Shalayel Kadesh Eskolachem Ele Shel Yitzchok Ben Avraham. And therefore the Tkiya is important, and not only the Shemiyah. So both parts of Mitzvah Shofar, Tkiya V'Shemiyah, and Pnimius, each of them has very special and very unique significance. We have to hear, because we've got to do tshuva, we have to listen to the shofar, we have to awaken from our slumber. But we have to blow the shofar for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it is not only us that are listening to the shofar, it's also our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is listening to the Kol Shofar as well. V'hu zocheh lanu Eloi shel Yitzchok ben Avraham. So I once said b'derech b'dichusa, it's not pshat, but I like it. It's a vertel, but a vertel that warms my heart. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesar liyom chageinu, ki chok liYisrael mishpat le'Elokei Yaakov. Chok and mishpat are two different concepts. They are contradictions. We always say that chok is chokim chokati, gzeres gezarati, v'yana chol shaslachar achayim. The mishpotim are the mitzvah sichlius, the natural mitzvahs, the ones that every you decent human being understands. So, is tkiyah shofar chok or a mishpot? Does it have an explanation, or maybe chokim chokati v'gzeres gezarati? So my pshat is this. One reason of tkiyah shofar is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the one to listen. You are the one to remember, Rabbeinu Shalom. Remember Akedus Yitzchak. But the other reason, the other rationale for tkiyah shofar is for us. We have to listen. We have to do tshuva. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the shofar, from our perspective, was a chayk. We didn't learn our time. We ignored the Rambam Uri Yeshenim Shinaschem. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shia Mishpat Le'Elokei Yaakov. Shia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yishkach Et Otam Shelo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our Shofar even if we did not do the same. Even if the Shofar was a Pchina of Chok LeYisrael, it still should be Mishpat Le'Elokei Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember and listen to our Shofar. Yizkor lanu Eilu Shel Yitzchok Ben Avraham. שהקדוש ברוך הוא יזכור לנו את הקדוש יצחק והקדוש ברוך הוא ירחם אלינו. And we should all be זויכת וקסיבה וחסילה טויבה בספרון של צדיקים כמורים פסיירס טויבס ישוע ונחמאס קסיבה וחסילה טויבה אשנס גאולה וישוע במהרו ויומנו אמן.